Danny, what's going on? John with Local Splash, sir.
Hey, John, I'm ready to go.
All right. Sounds beautiful. Well, before we get started, Danny, did you have any questions for me? I just want to make sure I always address everything with you.
I don't have any questions. I think you told me when we talked last that out of the 50 people that you had got started, only
yep.
one of them withdrew.
It was. I reached right through and I kind of right up to the 50 marker. That's where I had one there. Yes, sir.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And that's me being truthful here, because, you know, we have quotas, things like that as well, too. But at the same time, yeah, remember, you know, there's only so many we could sign up in the areas. And yeah, if the position is available, then great, you know. But I like to,
yeah,
now you can see, I keep track of all of my customers, though. So I need to make sure that I'm doing right and that they're doing well. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think that as much as anything else really, really sold me on the program. I know it's a good program because whenever I checked that link out, there was so much information there, and it was very detailed information. It was, and it seems to me that Local Splash spends a lot of time in updating things. They don't just, you know, post it and let it stay, but they understand the trends, what's going on, where people are clicking, and who's doing the clicking, and all of that. It just takes time and to stay updated with all that.
1,000%. Hey, if we're asking to do it for you, why, and we're not doing it, that doesn't look right either, right? So we got to walk our talk here.
I'm pretty impressed with it. Okay, so what do you want to do now? You ready to
right.
for a number?
So a couple of things here. Well, no, hang on to your card here. I want to make sure to take care of the most important stuff first. So the very first thing is the business name. This is parts for Google, so I have to make sure. I have Raleigh Windows and Doors. Is there anything else with that?
LLC.
LLC, okay. And then is the business?
LLC is all capital.
Okay, perfect. And is the business address, is it 5308 Tilford Lane? 27613. Okay. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Do you want us to show that? Because we do not have to show that to the public.
How about if we show North Raleigh?
We can definitely do that. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the zip code probably wouldn't hurt to show that either, would it?
I would suggest that. I was just going to suggest actually right now. You're ahead of the game there.
Yeah.
All right. So let me put this in the notes real quick here, though, too. Okay, perfect. And then the next part is, like I said, we're going to introduce our team to you, go over how you want your website, how you want your everything to look, how often your promotions come out, the further detail of the things here. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
I will have on Thursday. Is Thursday okay?
Thursday? Perfect, yeah. What time works for you on Thursday, though? Morning or evening?
Let's see what else is going on Thursday. Probably evening.
Evening. Okay. I have.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do it towards like lunchtime area, or we can look at towards later in the evening, as late as like 6 p.m. So up to you.
Well, we can sign up for 6, but if I'm available earlier, I'd be happy to do it earlier.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put it for 6 to 7, and if there's any time available, I mean, I'm going to give you the phone number and everything. You can call in when you have free time and say, hey, listen, I have my, we call it the CI, right? And say, hey, I have my CI at this time, but I was hoping we'd see if we can fit me in a little bit earlier. Of course, they would love to do that if they can. Okay, so let me go ahead and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you and our team the same email. It's a Google invite. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay, Danny?
Okay.
Give me 2 seconds here. I'm sending it to the pretty cool email address that you gave me, the @heath007@yahoo.
Okay.
All right, I have to pick on you about it. That was a pretty cool one you got there. All right. And boom. All right. I just sent that. I'm going to put a reminder for them right now as well. Let me know once you got it. Again, don't do anything further than hitting yes, though, okay?
Okay, let me check it out here.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Yeah, it just came through.
Okay, beautiful. And I got the reminder here set for them. And once you did that, we'll go over some of the things for Google, okay? So I need to make sure we're hitting this correctly here.
Sure.
So far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown to the public on that? Will you show it 24/7, Monday through Friday? What do you think?
I think, let's see, 24/7. I don't know why I couldn't do 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, sometimes I tell everyone says, yeah, 9 to 5, blah, 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 but they always get calls anyway, you know, but they're coming directly to you, so you can, if you don't answer, they'll leave a message if they really need your service, you know what I mean? So, if you want, I can put 24/7.
I can take the call.
Okay, perfect. And did you want the customers to reach out to this phone number only, or do you want them to reach out to a different phone number?
Well, do any other companies have a different phone number? If I had another number, then I would always know it was a business call.
Exactly.
Because
sometimes you get
telemarketing calls and.
Oh yeah.
I try to avoid those if I can.
Guys like me, huh? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, your tracking system will be able to show you that it's not perfect, but it will eliminate some of those spam robocalls for you too, okay?
It will?
Yeah. And just to let you know, if you need to change a phone number in the future where you've got a different Google number, whatever the case may be, let our team know so they can swap that out for you, okay? The next part, now I know we talked briefly about this. As far as your distance that you want to travel for new customers, but like I said, it goes 50 miles up. You need it to. Did you want to put it at all 50, or do you want to keep it at like a 40 mile radius? What do you think?
Let's do 50.
All right, 50 it is. And now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you accept like check, card, or Zelle, or anything like that?
I'll do cash and check. As far as the card, I'd have to get set up. I'd have to get set up on that.
Okay, that's all right. No worries.
I have an appointment with the banker on Thursday, so I can talk to him about that.
You know, doing the card thing, as long as you're looking out for your own self on that, because they do charge extra for using a card, so you definitely want to, charge accordingly to the customers, right? Obviously, so I'm sure I preached to the choir about that. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, sometimes whenever I do home improvements for a company in the area, and I do it as a subcontractor, and I receive the payment from those customers, a lot of them want to pay with this card.
Okay. And what was that?
I was just saying that some of those want to pay with the card. They will do the check, but they'd much rather do the card.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would like to make that available. I know there's a couple dollars or something fee for doing that. I guess it depends on the amount of the money. But anyway, I know there's a little charge involved there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You'll be all right. Okay. Now, the next part, I already know the answer, but I have to ask. Your business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I have workman's comp and general liability.
There you go. Got to protect yourself. Okay. And now let's go over the real bread and butter here. Far as the services, I know I'm putting you on a spot, so you don't have to name all of them, but I do want to try at least hit the most significant, far as services that you have to offer that we want to make sure you're being found for as well. Okay. What would that be? Obviously, windows and doors, but I know you could do a little more than that, right?
Windows, doors, siding, which is hardy plank siding, vinyl siding, shutters,
storm doors, okay,
crawl space doors,
okay,
and other types of exterior remodeling, soffit and fascia. Wood rot repair on soffit and fascia, siding repair. I can put columns in if they want columns.
Okay.
Handrails.
Handrails, nice. Okay. Perfect.
Put porches and decks on there too.
Wow, you do it quite a lot. I love that. Okay, so porches and decks. You definitely have a niche where everyone's going to be needing your service regardless.
I hope so.
Yes, sir.
I probably can add shingles and gutters to that as well, because I know guys who do that for a living, and I've hired some before to do work for me. So I might put that on there too.
Okay. I'll put it in there. Think about it as well, too. I mean, you have until tomorrow to, well, not until tomorrow, but tomorrow we're going to recap on that just to make sure I didn't misspell something or forgot anything. But it's also another time to allow you to contemplate and say, hey, I don't want this in there, or I want this extra, whatever case it's included. Okay?
Okay.
And the next part here, looks like we're all set for that. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Now, the verification part. Danny, I'm going to make sure I send an email to you with everything that Google may ask for to get verified. Okay. The more you have of it, the better and smoother the process becomes. If not, then hey, it makes it a little difficult on our end over here. Okay. So
This
may just ask for a picture of a tool, or, you know, how you get to and from work. They might ask for many of those things, but we have all of it in the list for you to be prepared for it. Okay.
Okay.
And I remember, Danny, you mentioned the first name. Is it spelled Amos, A-M-O-S?
Yes, Amos. Uh-huh.
All right. All right, perfect. And I'll just put that as, but it likes to be called Danny. All right. So I'm going to make sure we're addressing you properly.
Yeah, Danny's a nickname.
All right, perfect. All right, and so, Danny, I just sent that over to our team. That way on Thursday, when they talk to you, they're not starting from scratch. They know exactly how to help you, okay? The next part is we're going to do the voice verification where everything is recorded, and that's protection for you. So I'm not taking a no for an answer on there. I will be putting the pricing in there. That way it stays grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. Before I do any of this, though, I want to give you our phone number. Oh, actually, I think you still have the number, right? You called in at the 877 number?
The 877. Give that to me. I've got your page up here, and I'll write it down.
Okay, yes. So let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 877-635-6225.
So that's one of the main numbers.
That is your main number to talk to us. Yes, sir. And save it as local splash.
Main number. Mm-hmm. Local splash. Okay.
Perfect. Yep. So that way it's voice activated. So if you say Facebook, there's a team that'll be with Facebook available for you. There'll be website or Google, however you like. Okay. I just want to make sure you have that number.
What do you mean that it's voice activated?
Yeah. So let's say you called in right now and you're like, you had questions about your website. Just say website and they'll direct you right there. So,
Someone will pick up, and I'll tell you website, and they'll direct me to everyone I need to talk to.
Exactly. Yes, sir. They'll be able to pull the account from there. But they will always, and if it goes into detail, and I'm going to do this next part here for you, is a security question. We will never give your answer out. We will only ask the security question, okay? So just to make sure you know you're talking to the right people, and we know we're talking to the right owner, okay? So it's very confidential on that. Yeah. Now you do have 3 security questions to choose from. You can make up any answer you want, but just don't forget your own answer. Okay. I don't want you locked out of your own account. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And remember, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R.
Perfect. Okay. Now, you won't hear us say it out loud, all right? So that's going to be, I'm saving it in here, and it's done.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a red flag if anyone tries to give out that answer, okay? Just give me a heads up. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to hit record here and do the voice verification for you. So I'm going to ask a few questions, try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions for me, just ask away, okay? That's what I'm here for. So here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance that outlined the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Raleigh Windows and Doors, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
You want my given name or you want Danny?
Perfectly fine. Either or. Go ahead.
Danny Heath.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I'm authorized to do what? I'm sorry.
To use the business? Enter on this agreement. Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
I'm the authorized user.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second. Danny, that's why we set up that security question. I don't want you falling for any of those traps out there, okay? So don't give out any information if they don't know your security question, okay? Just want to make sure
so
I'm taking care of you.
If someone calls me, should I ask them what should I say?
Yeah. If you don't know who they are and they say their name is John from Local Splash and they start asking for a card number or more payments or anything of that crazy nature, hey, what's my security question? If they don't know it, hang up that phone. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right,
okay,
I'm going to
continue. So you know it on your end and I know it on my end and then
you
have a third party. Well, they're not going to have a clue as to what it is.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Right, so
I like it.
All right, perfect. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 19th. And the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including the website for there. From there on, it's a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 19th of each month in the amount of only $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised there, Danny, I wanted to make sure you're taken care of and you're all protected, okay? So we are on the last part here. And on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, Amos Heath, or is there a different name on the card?
Amos Daniel.
Oh, okay. Daniel Heath, okay.
That's my full name. It's Amos Daniel Heath.
Nice. All right. Yeah. I remember having that conversation. I go by my middle name as well. All right. So, now, Danny, is it to the same billing address that I have on file here, the 5308?
Yes, 5308 Tilford Lane, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Perfect. Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using today?
It's a debit card.
Okay, is it a Visa or Master?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4737-0340-6360-8351.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
10/27.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
004.
All right. Perfect. So before I process any payment, I like to do and refresh the account a couple of times. If you don't mind, I know you've been very patient with me. I just want to make sure that the promotional rate stays that way in our systems here, okay? So give me two seconds. I just want to make sure you're always taken care of in every possible way. So, all right. Looks great. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of only $348. please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure I keep to my promise here. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. So let me know whichever comes first. That way I can see that and direct you to show the breakdown of everything, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, it just went through on my side, so let me know whichever comes first.
Okay, just one second.
All right.
Let's see. So what am I doing, checking an email?
Yes, either email or even a text message should come through. It will say local splash initial invoice.
Says, welcome to local splash, 45 days to begin results, 30 to 45 days. You will receive your login credentials. It
Perfect.
Says local splash support. I guess that's the email that you're waiting to receive.
No, in the local initial invoice one, there should be a spot where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
No, not in this email.
Okay, let's check another one then. One that's see. Nothing there? I see it sent on my side, so.
I think there's another one coming through.
Okay.
Yeah, it says initial invoice.
Perfect. That's the one.
Yeah. Click here to accept terms.
There you go. Yep, let's click on that one, and you'll see everything that we discussed is in here. It says promise.
Okay.
And also, there's going to be short descriptions of packages that you can upgrade to in the future. But please let me know if you ever decide to upgrade your package, because I can hit the same promotional rates towards those packages as well, too, in the future. Okay? I don't want you paying the normal rate of that. All right?
Okay.
But at the bottom there, everybody misses it. It's a very small checkbox that they have to click. And once you do that, you're going to type in your name, just how it shows on the card. Let me know if you have any questions or anything, though.
Okay, let's see.
Hopefully I got all the spelling correctly this time.
So what am I supposed to be clicking on? I agree to receive. I certify that I am the authorized holder.
Yes, those two. Yes, sir.
Those two?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then click here and type your name as seen above.
You got it. There you go.
I need to go back up. Oh, Amos Daniel Heath. Okay, I get it.
Okay, perfect. It should take you to, like, a login. Let me know if you see something like that.
Well, it's the same box. It's just allowing me to type into it.
Oh, okay.
Confirm signature.
There you go.
Username.
Perfect. There we go. Okay, so don't do nothing now. We're going to leave that alone. That's your dashboard. If you get logged in right now, you're not going to see anything because they didn't start it yet, obviously, right?
Okay.
On Thursday, when they talk to you, they're going to give you the login, password, show you how to maneuver through, keep track of all your analytics, even the traffic going in and out of your website, everything. All right?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Hey, Danny, I told you I was going to say this, man. Welcome to the family.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Congratulations. All right. So please let us know, though, on Thursday, if for any reason you need to reschedule or it's taking too long, they'll accommodate for that as long as you communicate with them. Okay?
Sure.
All right, Danny. Well, is there anything else I can help you out with before I let you go here?
Nope, I think that's it.
Awesome, man. Well, appreciate your time there. Danny, if I don't get to speak to you on Thursday myself, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, all right?
Okay, I appreciate it. I look forward to working with you.
Likewise, sir. All right, talk to you then.
Okay, John. Bye.
Bye.